Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Art of Selling podcast. Now, this is the show where we talk about all the best kept sales secrets when it comes to business. Over the last couple of years, we've spent close to R1 million learning from some of the best sales gurus, marketing experts, and business coaches, etc. And now we're sharing all of that knowledge for free so you don't have to struggle the way we did. And in today's episode specifically, we want to talk about selling the gap, what it means, how it works, how you can go about it. And my co-host is Gilbert Kompakwe and Vikas van Wyk. How's it, Gil?
I'm good, and yourself? Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Vix?
Good. Let's hit it.
Awesome. Right. So in this episode, we're going to talk about selling the gap. I don't know how many of you actually know what that means. So we'll just start by unpacking, you know, the definition of selling the gap. Now, this is a tactic that I wasn't really aware of up until 2021. I mean, to some extent, I've always kind of known that it's important to paint a picture for someone on how your product can actually help them get to where they want to be. But this tactic completely changed the way we sold our services back in 2021, and it actually allowed us to triple our growth. Because this is one of the biggest things that we started implementing on our demo and demonstration calls. And I would love to share this with you guys. So selling the gap, quick definition of what it really is. I'm going to ask Vix and Gil to, you know, chime in at any point, but it really is understanding three things. You need to understand 100% where your customer is right now in their journey, point A, and you need to understand where essentially they want to get to, which is point B. And the gap is the difference between point A and point B, and your service or product is the vehicle that can help them get there. That's really what selling the gap's all about, is because if your customer wasn't in search for your product or service, then it means that the gap probably doesn't exist. Selling the gap really boils down to understanding where they are, understanding where they want to be, and your product or service, essentially the vehicle that's going to help them get to their end goal. Yeah, Vix, I don't know if you want to chime in here.
Yeah, so when I started selling marketing services a couple of years ago, I used to do, on my demonstration calls, I used to pull up a blank sheet of paper and I used to put A, B, and C on the piece of paper. I used to put their ideal revenue at C, and which they want to reach in the next year within their business. And I used to put a realistic revenue goal for them at B, and then where they currently are at A. And then I would list above B, I would list things that they're not currently doing that could get them to the realistic and then ultimately the ultimate revenue that they would want to hit. And that worked like a charm, because purely people could actually see that, hey, if we fix these things, I would be able to reach B, and then in no time we'd be able to reach C. And that's how I, a practical example, used to sell the gap when it comes to marketing services. So yeah, like, I'm excited to dive a bit deeper into this topic.
Yeah, so on the show, we talk about local businesses a lot. We talk about e-commerce businesses, and we want to be cognizant about all the different types of businesses out there, whether you're B2B or B2C. And I think Vix's example is great for anybody who's selling the services. When you're actually having a one-on-one conversation with someone, selling the gap becomes so much easier. Mm. But then there are people who have online stores and e-commerce brands, and, you know, selling the gap becomes more of a marketing strategy than it becomes a direct one-to-one sales strategy, Gil.
When it comes down to, I think, e-commerce brands and brand products that you're selling, ultimately it's important to understand. I'm going to use weight loss as an example. So if you are selling products that would help somebody with their weight, possibly in a case where they're trying to lose it and they've struggled, one, you need to know who you're talking to, so the customer and their current challenges, right? You can't just sell them any weight loss product, because also you need to understand their body type and potentially what that product is going to do for them at that point in time. So if you understand, if you know that somebody is dealing with weight, they've been struggling, but maybe they're also diabetic, it's important then that you are able to position the product that is actually going to help them even though they are diabetic, because you can't just give that to anyone. And ultimately, you need to know where they are in that journey, because the same product can't be used for somebody who is lost, you know, 14 kgs in the last 2 weeks successfully, because they don't actually have a problem where a person with diabetes might have. So their challenges are going to be different. And so when you are doing this direct to consumer, you need to know how to position that product for that specific individual who might have condition A or condition B or condition C.
Essentially, we need to understand that it comes down to understanding where the customer is, point A, understanding where they want to go, point B, and your product is the vehicle that's going to help them get there. So in this example, you've got someone who's diabetes and who's got diabetes and is overweight, and they want to get to a point where, you know, that is not such a hindrance to them and they're living their best life in a healthy manner, and the product's going to help them get there. So from a marketing perspective, it's not like having a one-to-one conversation with someone like you would on a sales call for a B2B business. In this case, you're going to have to be strategic about how you position your ads, how you position your email, how you leverage all these other tactics, how the messaging on your site looks, in order to get them to understand how the product is going to get them from point A to point B, which is technically selling the gap. Mm. Now, there are many different ways that you can go about selling the gap. If you're selling one-to-one, like Vikas said earlier, you have a presentation ready. You can paint a picture of where the customer is. You can resonate with them because you understand their pain points, and you can position a picture or a slide or a, you know, a visual of what the end goal would look like. And then you can talk about all the necessary things that you're going to be doing as part of your service that can actually get them to the end destination. Now, from a direct consumer standpoint, you can't have a demonstration call with every single online customer. But that's where your Facebook marketing and all these other, you know, technical digital marketing opportunities come into play, because you can start communicating with them in a way that will get them to understand the value behind the product, which is getting them to their end destination.
And I think the success also in that, because you don't have the luxury of talking to the customer one-to-one, you really do have to understand who your customer actually is, the customer avatar, doing market research. This is where it's going to be so crucial for you, especially if you're selling direct-to-consumer products, to understand what it is about your customer that they truly desire, the challenges they face. And that's going to come with more market research that you're going to have to probably invest in and truly understand who you're talking to.
Yeah, this might be valuable to add. So when we sign on a new brand or a client, we usually take it and we look at their product that they want to take to market or that they want to boost or want to sell. And we break that down into multiple types of people or multiple people in different situations that might want to buy that product. And let's say there's five different kind of people in different situations that might be interested in this particular product.
Different avatars,
basically. It can be the same avatar, but they might be in different situations. So let's call them different avatars for now. But then we take one or two of them that might be most likely to buy that product, and that's in the majority in which we think we'd get the greatest success with marketing this product. And then we tailor the message to that particular avatar, and we tailor the message to the other particular avatar. And we would a lot of the time run both ads and run both kind of types of messaging out there, and we'd see which one works the best. Sometimes both work really good, and then we would continue scaling those up. But if only one works really well, we'd obviously know where we should put more of our attention into. And I think that's a lot of the time I ask the team, cool, like, who are the types of people that would buy this product? What kind of situations are they currently in right now? And then how can we tailor our marketing message to those kind of people in our ads? How can we make the creative look attractive to that kind of person that they would pay attention to that and that would actually grab their attention?
Yeah, something that's extremely important is that we need to understand that selling the gap or strategies behind it will never ever work if someone doesn't believe that the end destination is possible.
Yeah.
So as a key element behind your demonstration slides that you're showing to a one-to-one client, potential client, or your direct-to-consumer strategy is that you need to get people to believe that the end destination is possible. And they need to believe that your product can help them get there, period. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to selling the gap, we need to know where people are. We need to know where they need to go or where they want to be. And we need to position our product as the guide that's going to help them get there. And this is where storytelling also comes in. Massive, crucial element. Previous episode, we spoke about storytelling, specifically on how powerful that is and how it can actually help you resonate with your customers and potentially increase your conversion rate when it comes to your marketing strategy. Now, if we have to include selling the gap strategy, storytelling works so well to get someone to understand where they are, because some people need to be self-aware enough about where they actually are in the journey as well. Like a lot of customers or clients are probably not self-aware enough to know where they actually are in the journey as well. So it's getting them to identify with where they are and then telling the story that can help them better understand how they're actually going to get to the end goal, getting them to believe that. So different things that you can potentially incorporate into your strategy is testimonials, reviews, social proof, all these trust and credibility elements. Because again, if someone doesn't believe that your product can get them to their destination, they're not going to buy it.
Especially when, I was just thinking about it, especially when it comes to products that ultimately sell your self-image, your confidence levels, things that are very emotional attached to them. Because weight loss, for example, is something that is can be an emotional roller coaster for some people. And sometimes they might not really believe that it could be possible. And this is where you're saying social proof is showing individuals that have gone through the program or gone through the product and used it for, you know, 8 months, and there's a difference, the befores and the afters, those things there, and seeing how they're celebrating their lives, you know, after using the product. That's the stuff that's going to help you to sell and obviously to get people to believe in the product and the vehicle that you're trying to deliver to them.
Yeah, no, when we talk about selling the gap, I think about webinars. And I know we currently do a lot of webinars to D2C brands. And it's a perfect example, because at the beginning of a webinar, we introduce ourselves to kind of like paint a picture of where we come from and that we actually qualified to give the advice that we are giving. Then we show them practical examples of what we've achieved with the particular product and what our clients have achieved with the particular product, and that it's possible for them to achieve that. We show where the customer, our clients started and where they are now. And then we dive deeper into actually teaching them the principles that got them to that point, which we leverage the power of influence to achieve that. And then we actually dive into the product and we give them a great deal on taking action to actually start getting this result for themselves. And I think when we talk about selling the gap, webinar script is a fantastic example.
Yeah, I think there's many different ways that you can go about it. It depends on who you're actually selling to, whether you're selling directly to businesses or whether you're selling to consumers. But selling the gap as a strategy and as a whole is very, very possible to do. And it's something that you should be asking yourself how you can do it for your own business. Like, you should be sitting there going, if you're not doing this currently, you should be sitting there going, how the hell do I do this? Now, maybe here's some practical tips that you can go about it. From a B2B perspective, the best thing to do is, the first thing that I'm assuming most B2B companies do is having someone on a sales call, at least. Again, depends on what you're selling. But I would say majority of B2B companies do try and get someone on a sales call. And within that sales call, that's your opportunity to actually focus on selling the gap. And that's where I've consulted many, many B2B companies. A lot of these individuals or sales individuals within that position would say something like, yeah, we just have a conversation. I was like, that's great. It's great that you're having a conversation because you're getting someone to trust you and that you feel warm and all fuzzy inside because you resonate. And it's just nice to connect with someone. But the problem is that you still haven't identified what they need to do in order to get to where they want to be. And you need to then position your product as the vehicle that's going to help them get there. Because if someone can visually see where they are and visually see what they need to do to get to where they want to be, and you can back it up with trust and case studies and reviews and testimonials, they're going to just be more inclined to believe that the actual service that you're providing or the product that you're providing is going to help them get there, which is, you've now got a higher probability of someone saying yes to your product or service, period. So one-to-one selling would be jump on a sales call, have a visual presentation ready for someone, tell them maybe one or two stories as well. And then you can go and listen to the previous episodes on storytelling specifically. But one-to-one, that's just the best way to do it, in my opinion.
I think when you look at it from an e-commerce point of view, because you don't necessarily have that advantage of talking one-to-one, you can actually leverage your own product pages. And you can create long-form product pages, not the traditional ones, but the long-form product pages where this is where you can actually tell the story. This is where you can actually show the proof, the befores and the afters. This is where you can break down the customer, the avatar, and show video and show have videos that showcase the product and its effects and its use. And I think it's going to be so crucial to actually probably have a long-form product page, just because you cannot talk to that individual one-on-one. So you are literally leveraging what you've got to try and break down any sort of barriers that maybe the consumer might be having in their minds to try and decide whether this is something that they truly want to invest in or if it's worth investing in. But a long form product page almost replaces that individual who, as a salesperson, would have a one-to-one. And so if you're an e-commerce store, you should really actually be considering long form product pages that aren't your traditional ones that you'll typically find on any e-commerce store.
Basically, you know, sales pages really is what you're saying. Mm, hey? Yeah. So it's it's understanding that a sales page will naturally increase your conversion rate. And I can't say by X amount necessarily and be precise about it, but I can definitely say it will take your conversion rate to a new level purely because of the fact that the selling is different. You know, your traditional e-com product pages, you've got image on the left, title at the top right, I've got a price and a little small description and maybe some reviews, and that's really basically it. But, and you use this analogy just now, and it's such a beautiful one to use, is that when you're walking into a physical retail store, what happens? There's a sales representative that comes up to you and goes, "Hey, sir, can I help you today?" And you're going to say, "Yeah, I'm looking for a pair of jeans." And they're going to go, "Yeah, cool. We've got a couple over here. What size are you?" "No, I'm a 34. Okay, sweet. And you walk over to the sizes. He pulls one out and he goes, "This is going to look great on you. Here's a mirror. Look at it," or go to the fitting room. And then you come out and you like look at the price and it's like $1,000 or $2,000 a pair of jeans. And your mind just goes, "Holy shit, I'm not going to pay that. That's just too expensive." But then the sales representative is there to say, wait, but did you know that it's this kind of fabric? Did you know that you can wash this 1,000 times before it really, you know, starts to fade? Did you know that we have a, you know, money back guarantee? Not that you do, but you get what I'm trying to say. Do you know X, Y, and Z? And you as the consumer can now sit and go, "Oh, I didn't know all those things. That's actually very interesting. Now I can understand why the price is the price." And essentially there's a high probability that the transaction will happen. Now, you don't have that luxury online. You don't have a sales representative that just can come and start having a conversation with someone around the product and against them to understand the value behind it. But that is where a sales page actually comes in. And that's what you can strategically do. You can ask yourself, how can I sell the gap with my fat burner? And I think fat burners is a classic example, because you've got someone who's overweight, you've got someone who wants to be 10 kilograms lighter, and the fat burner is essentially there to help them do that. Not that the fat burner alone is obviously going to get them, just to get them their disclaimer, but you obviously have to eat right and train right. But this is what it's all about, is now telling that story of how many people have been in a position where they felt uncomfortable in their own skin. How many people have then used this product to get them to the destination of losing 10 kilograms? And if you can tell those stories and you can have those reviews and testimonials in place, and you can maybe bring some authenticity into it by saying, "Look, you have to follow this kind of meal plan and this kind of training plan to increase your odds of success," I believe that sales page is going to have a naturally much higher conversion rate in general.
Yandre, you just created a beautiful picture of selling the gap in my mind. So let's say, because you mentioned the story about the jeans. So like, I just, every time you mentioned the $1,000 or $2,000 jeans, I was like, cool, like, I'm comparing it directly to no brand name jean that costs maybe $300. And everything you mention is like, cool, like why should I pay $2,000 instead of $300? And it's like, cool, if it's this Levi's brand, I'm like, okay, cool, people are like, I'm wearing a Levi's jean. And that's already kind of like upping it every single time. Money back or whatever, I can wash it 1,000 times. Every time, like, it just stacks up on that price, and that's such a cool way to see it.
Yeah, it's really just understanding that selling the gap is about getting the customer to understand and believe the value of the product, and they need to walk away believing that the product's going to get them to the end destination. So if you're buying jeans, the end destination for specifically a female would be to have your butt look really amazing in it. So what is that brand? That there's a specific brand that came into the market like a couple of years ago, and they like literally just, it was almost like Wonder Bra for your butt. And people love those jeans. It just worked. It started selling itself, to be honest with you, even though they were quite pricey. And now there's a lot more competitors in the market. But there was such a beautiful value proposition, which we can talk about more on the show as well. In conclusion, for today's episode about selling the gap, it's important to understand that, one, it's an extremely powerful strategy, purely because of the fact that someone can get an understanding of where they are, where they want to be, and how the product can help them get there. That visualization in itself is extremely powerful. But when you can get someone to believe that your product and service can actually help them get there, so if they can believe that the end destination is possible, and it's possible because of your product or service, you're going to have a higher probability of getting the sale as well, whether you're selling B2B or B2C. Now, rounding up with this episode, keep in mind the Start With Your Why from Simon Sinek book that we mentioned in the previous episode, My Story Brand, all those books can drastically help you improve selling the gap as a strategy. Because if you can incorporate a story behind this, if you can incorporate your why as well, then this whole strategy will be so much more impactful. Now, ending off, Vix, anything on your end that you want to round up with?
Yeah, selling the gap to me pretty much means, and if you want to do it successfully, it means being a credible brand, number one. And then you need to show people physical, tangible proof that they would actually get the results. Then you need to show people logical reason as to why you are saying and how they actually achieve that result. And then lastly, you need to give them a good deal on the physical product or service or whatever. And they need to feel like they are getting a good deal. And for me, that is how you can successfully sell the gap. And I think it kind of like also sums up everything that we've mentioned with product pages and all of that, reviews. And yeah, I think if I had to sum it up, that's how I would sum up sell the gap.
I think you mentioned one thing there and I want to touch on it. Like a good deal is crucial, but a good deal is completely subjective in the eye of the consumer, because what is a good deal to one person is not a good deal to another. So it's understanding that the deal itself is purely subjective. And the better you can articulate the value of the product, the less you're going to have to jeopardize on price. Mm-hmm. So because there's a lot of people listening to this and go, but I can't necessarily offer a good deal every single time and I don't want to be a discount brand, because we hear that a lot, mm-hmm. you know, within having worked with 300 different companies now over 5 years. But the reality is, if you're not going to offer someone a good deal in terms of price, you have to work so much harder in selling the gap from a value perspective and getting someone to believe that the product is actually going to help them get there. Anything on your end, Gil?
No closing remarks. I think it's making sure to show and tell, if you will, the end result for the client, for the customer, making them understand that the picture, so that they truly want to invest in your vehicle and use your vehicle to take them to where they want to be.
Love it. I hope you guys found some value in this. All the best. We'll see you in the next episode next week. Cheers. Bye.